You can get 20 pounds a week, boo boo. It's not that deep. Like,
hi guys, welcome to Pink Matter, a podcast that discusses the modern woman. I'm Jamila Joie
and I'm Sam Ray. Follow us on Twitter at The Pink Matter and Instagram at This Is Pink Matter.
You can listen to us on SoundCloud, iTunes, and Audioboom.
Also, follow us on our personal Twitters at Love Saray
and at Jamila Joie.
And don't forget, on Wednesdays, we listen to Pink Matter.
Finally!
Okay, right. Looking to add some glitz and glamour to your makeup look? Well, Certify is your one-stop shop for cosmetics, ranging in products from eyelashes, glitter, to eyeshadow, and even makeup brushes to apply this all. Certify will have you spoilt for choice with over 40 shades of glitter and over 30 styles of beautiful eyelashes to choose from. It doesn't stop there. There are also eyeliners, lip liners, and contour palettes. Go to certify.co.uk to make a purchase. You won't regret it.
So, guys, it's the episode after the beauty room.
Woo-woo!
The beauty room was a success.
Yeah,
I can't even lie. We had so much fun.
Yeah. Well, we had fun on the day. I mean,
planning it was hell.
It was hard.
Oh, my gosh.
Obviously, you guys were aware of all the snow and all of that, so it just caused so many...
Stuff like, that was supposed to come the day came, like, just this week.
Like, literally
this week.
Some of the stuff is ridiculous, so...
But,
you know, you learn. It's a learning curve. At least we know now, you know, try... Because we did order quite a few things quite early, but I mean, you know,
stuff like the backdrop, etc.
Yeah,
all of
exactly.
that stuff. That's no, and it came and left without a trace. Like, where is it now? Where is the snow?
Exactly. But it was fun. There were a few hiccups. Oh, my outfit. Guys, my outfit came 2 days ago or something like that. Like, it's just ridiculous. So,
my
literally
dress.
On the way there. On the way there, we had to stop off and buy a whole new outfit. Like, it was so annoying. Your dress, yeah, literally, we had to get her dress on the day as well. We
I ordered it twice.
Yeah.
I ordered it to my uni house and I ordered it to Sam's. It reached my uni house the same day. It came
of
to Sam's. But we weren't in, so then we had to go to the post office the next day.
And it would have just, it was just a big risk because it might not have even fit her, but it fit like a glove, so.
I mean, it fit more than a glove. I can't lie. I was pulling that dress
tight.
Up the whole, you guys saw my FIFA, like, it was so real. Like, I had to keep highlighting it to people because I didn't want people to think it. Like,
yeah,
I kept saying, guys, excuse my FIFA.
Do you know what? We need to stop doing things like that because I do that all the time. Like, if my nail's broken, for example, like, oh, yeah, my nail broke, Micah broke my nail. And I start, like, you draw attention to it. Do you know what I mean? I've got a spot on my head.
I looked pregnant. Like, I couldn't even hide it. I had to highlight it.
Yeah,
like,
some people might not have clocked. So some people might have just thought it's really nothing because it's FUPA, but it's nothing. Like, literally, compared to, like, my gut. Listen.
But,
so, yeah. No, it was so fun. So
big shout. I want to shout out everybody. Okay, so shout out to KLB, Glowport, Certified, Lauren Beauty, Demure Lashes. Shout out to our friends that help. So Lola, Peace, Safa, Mark. Abian, Dami, who else? Monique, Maya, who else? Yeah, shout out to you guys anyways.
That's it.
Thank you so much. You guys helped a lot on the day.
And the actual MUAs as well.
Kemi,
so Laura, Ranti, Kemi.
Kemi especially.
Amazing.
Kemi did a lot that day. Thank you so much. I loved how my makeup looked. I never let MUAs do my face.
I'm sorry, she beat my face. I was so happy. Like, I had to, because again, my MUA, I'm not gonna name her. But she was quoting me like 170 pounds. I was like, girl,
for one
bye.
Common face like this.
Do you know what
Beyonce.
I'm saying? So I was like, girl, bye.
But
and also shout out to Lola Michelle.
Yeah.
So
our host.
She's back in the hosting thing. So if you guys ever want to use her, hit her up.
But yeah, I wanted to especially shout out Kemi. I think that she is going to be my WCW this week because she really came through. And she was even helping on the night as well.
I know,
and oh,
right?
Kemi's best friend. I'm so sorry. I cannot remember her name. She was also helping as well.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm just ever grateful. And that was the first time I ever let a good MUA do my makeup.
Yeah, yeah.
And she like beat my face to
amazing
the gods, like,
to the gods,
to the gods.
Shout out Toast Drinks as well. Shout out Floating Buka.
Shout out Drip Bakery.
Drip Bakery, yeah.
And Make Bash. It with Fifi.
Yes, Fifi. Love you, cake ladies.
Yeah. So that was just pretty much everything.
Yeah.
We'll be having another event soon, but it's not going to be a beauty orientated. We will announce when we announce, but you know,
we're always up to something.
Always up to something. What's been happening recently? Did you see that thing about the girl that goes to uni in Nottingham? and
it's not funny. I don't know why I'm laughing.
No, I understand why you're laughing. I get it, because me too. I'm laughing because it's
2018
motherfucking dare you. I triple motherfucking dare you. Listen,
I will come up with the longest check.
I was wreaking havoc on my household in first year when they used all my butter. You want to be shouting, "We hate the blacks" in the same house I live in?
Honestly.
You don't know me. Clearly, you must think I'm not as crazy as you think I am.
Guys.
You think I'm not a criminal. You think I'm not a savage. Mate. You think you can do me. You mess with the wrong person. And she's gone everywhere with her story.
Yeah,
now.
I used to sleep with a knife under my pillow in uni. Like, Flaves, like Qualms and Flaves, dickhead fool. This is for you, waste man, pussy hole. Try and run off in the house. No, what did I do? Brought out the big thing.
She's such a dickhead.
This was in uni, so ask about it. But seriously, I always did, because for anything, if anyone, you know, if anything was to happen, and in that instance, I'm sorry, reutilizing it.
No, but you know what's so sad? I just can't believe, like, they have that energy to bring to because she's a black girl. Like, because if it was a black boy, they would not have the same energy. They would not have that, the audacity, the temerity, the tenacity to ever in their life be shouting, "We hate the blacks." If it was a black boy, like, they wouldn't. They really wouldn't. And that's what people say. You should have come out in, like, in powder, in baby powder, in a headscarf, and shown that you're really mad. Like, you have to show that you
should have opened that door. I'm not going to lie. She should have opened that door and confronted them, because there was no way that could be happening outside. She pays £9,000 to go to uni.
I need to be sleeping in
outside my door saying we hate blacks.
I need to be able to sleep in peace, and you're shouting at me, you don't know me.
Honestly.
You don't know me. Oh, my days. I would have called everybody from London to come and fight you.
Oh my god, you will go through hell, I promise you, from that very day until we leave that university. In fact, you'll want to switch halls, because
I won't allow them to kick you out because I'm going to make your life hell, you won't be able to exist.
You won't be able to eat without thinking about me. You won't be able to thinking, has she poisoned my food? Yeah, those locks on your cupboard, I will call locksmith to unlock it. Don't
I will call, like, you real fear. You want to talk about we hate the blacks and whites, they're mixed together, you don't know.
You'll just see things randomly going missing from your room, like,
and then it'll come back and you'll be thinking you're going crazy. Honestly, God, I will actually fuck with your mental state.
Honestly.
I will fuck with you so bad. You do not want that kind of problem. Mate. Like, I really feel for the girl.
But yeah, she needs to get them coins with all these media outlets.
You know, go on Ellen, bitch. You know,
get those coins.
Speaking of universities, have you seen that thing about ACS? Non-black people applying to be part of the committee of ACS. Now, can I just say, yeah, at my university, I'm not going to say what uni I go to, because, you know, that's nobody's business until I graduate. But at my university, a white girl ran for ethnic and diversity officer, and she won. She had competition, guys. She had competition. Like, and, so I need to deep that. Not only did she win, she beat a black girl. Like, she actually, I swear to God, I remember it, like, just because I thought I was dreaming about it, and I was like, no. I remember standing up here, and I was just watching, because I was thinking, am I the only person that sees this?
Am I in an episode of Black Mirror, or am I not clocking something that...
Like,
I'm confused.
I was so confused. This was the year after my friends had run it, yeah. So this was on the campaigns, whatever. And she was just talking, whatever. And I'm still looking at, like, what the fuck is going on? Like, she was blonde, white. Like, she wasn't even, like, South African or something. Like, no.
So, like, was she moving forward, though? Because I guess that's something that we do need to address. Because was she a good ACS president moving forward?
She wasn't a president.
Did she get impeached?
Ethnic and diversity officer, for one. Two, I didn't join
ACS. Ethnic and diversity officer. And so what was her role?
I don't really know what they do. Ethnic diversity. I don't know what the actual term is, okay, but that's what she was. I didn't join ACS after that.
Yeah.
Because no. Mm. Fuck. Yeah, I should be run by the colonizer, is what you're telling me.
And do you know what annoys me? I feel like it's the fact that she was even allowed to, like, run.
You had,
like,
the audacity, why, and temerity and tenacity to run.
Actually, like, why was it even allowed? And I'm not even being rude, but it just doesn't make sense. It's like, if there was like an Asian committee, you're not gonna see me front face
there, happy Diwali,
saying,
and them man.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't make sense. Clearly. It does not make sense, because it's actually tailored specifically for our community. Do you understand? So it doesn't make sense.
ACS was created as a space for African and Caribbean people to be able to connect
and empower.
It's even Afro-Caribbean society, so that's black people, Caribbean of African descent, not just Caribbean, of African descent. As in, what it means basically is blackity, blackity, blick, blick, black, blah, blah, blah.
Speaking of that, point that somebody made, or someone tried to say, someone was like, oh, you know, if you guys want to see ACSs doing better, then you need to start focusing on the C in ACS as well. Now, not being rude or anything, and I'm not being ignorant, but if we were to compare the statistics of Africans that go to uni and Caribbeans that go to uni, it's very different. Like, it's, they're miles apart. Do you understand? So we're going to need more people to involve themselves, more Caribbean people to involve themselves in the ACSs for that to even happen in the first place. And for them to be involved in ACSs, they need to go to uni. Again, like, no disrespect, where it is, where it is.
You don't go straight into university. I mean, you don't go into education, go straight into, like, labour, as exactly. someone pointed out. So that's completely different. So, again, but I understand that point. But that's what I think what they mean by that is that before any colonizer can get into our black spaces, we need to be able to cater to all of the black people first before we can, like, how, like, what the fuck? There's no Afro-Latinas in fucking ACS. There's no African-Americans in ACS. There's no, you know, what other black people we want to talk about? Caribbean people in ACS. there's no East Africans in ACS. God. There's no black Muslims in ACS. More time, it's Nigerians, Ghanaians, Congolese,
Angolans, basically the people that go to uni.
West African people. But, more yeah. time. So again, we'd have to focus on them first before any kind of colonizer can come into these spaces and reap the benefits. How can you take a role that should be for a black person? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I'm not even trying to sugarcoat it. It should be for a black person. If you want a role, you can go and join Quidditch Society. They have Quidditch Society in my uni. yeah.
Quidditch. And what the fuck do they play do in Quidditch? Well, on their legs.
Yeah.
So they just run on with a broomstick.
Yep.
Oh my
they
god.
Have Society at my uni. Yeah, you could join Quidditch Society. You could join Knitting Society. You could join Music Society. You can join fucking Line Dancing Society. You could join anything you want. Why the ACS?
And then, remember, it happened to in Nottingham Uni, where there was a Chinese guy. He was ACS president. There was like big outrage. I don't know what they did. I don't know if they impeached him. Was it a girl? I thought it was a guy.
That's a girl.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, anyways, all these societies that you could have joined, I'm not going to lie, I think the reason that they join ACS is because they think that's where it's at. It's lit. But I can't lie.
I think it's easy to win.
No, I don't think it would have been easy to win. Not as a white person. No. Like, in
the thing is,
in their societies, it's lit too, you know? I can't lie. Super Bowl, who was it run by? It was by them. So, and we had the flipping time of our lives.
I find that
so. So it's not like... I don't know if it's just because they want to be inclusive of, you know, the black community or whatever. Like,
we don't need to include people.
Not even that, but we don't reject them when we're at uni. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, so I don't understand.
But the thing is, yeah, we are rejected at uni, and then you want to come to the space and just basically take over our space. Mm-hmm. No, that's not how it's going to work.
Yeah.
And on top of that, they say stuff like, I think in the girls' campaign statement, whatever the fuck, she said she needs, we need to introduce other cultures.
Not everybody's society. No. It's actually not everybody's society.
This isn't people of colour society. This isn't human society. This is ACS. ACS. Now, I'm thinking maybe we need to start changing our stuff to BS, as in black society. Just black society, that's it. Because maybe people are getting confused. You have to be black, yes. You can be part of the society, but you don't have to be in the committee.
That's the thing, it's intrusive as fuck because we can't say you can't be part of it, because then it's very reductive to say you can't actually come to our events or whatever, because I guess this is the thing, because ACS is so different from uni to uni. It varies from uni to uni, so some are very, very, like, deeply embedded in the whole, you know, the core of being African or being Caribbean, and the history, and, you know, exactly, the wokeness and whatever. As when some of them are literally just, yeah, let's just have an Afrobeats rave. Like, do you know what I'm saying? So it's very different from uni to uni, and that's why if it was the former, then I would understand why, you know.
Even the latter, though, you don't have to be part of the committee. Like, you literally...
They're not part of the committee. I'm talking about, as in just attending.
Yeah, they can attend. You're more than welcome to attend, but you cannot be part of the committee. It's like saying, oh, I want to be the king of Africa. I was about to be bare. King of Wakanda.
Wakanda.
I'm white.
No.
Did you see any white people in Wakanda apart from that one FBI agent who got flown in? No. So that's it. Don't be trying to. No, no, no. This isn't the fucking United States of America. Okay. Yeah. You don't get to. You are not Rachel Dolezal. You don't get that. You don't get that. And I think one of her friends was trying to defend her, saying that she appreciates the culture. She likes the music. She likes the food. Do you think that's all there's there to us?
Okay, but do you know what? The biggest catch 22 of all of this is literally nobody else ran. So that's what I found out. Nobody else ran.
For secondary?
No one else ran for whatever role she took up. No one ran for it. So it was literally just her. That was like the biggest kind of fact of everything. Her friend said it, I think.
Her friend said that she was the only one that ran. Mm-hmm. So I don't care.
Something like that.
I don't care. No, I still don't care. Like, I don't care.
So that's the thing. So but basically, that's an ACS then, problem. That's what someone, I was about to say. Because then someone will then, they'll now be, you know, a vacancy for this role. And then what do you do in that instance? Do you
You know when you have like a job description thingy majig, yeah, you know they tell you what, being black has to be the number one right there. I'm sorry, it's
but
just,
I ignore some of those things. I can't lie.
Yeah, I do. You know, that's how I got just my last get job. In, yeah. I swear, when I got there, they even promoted me at my interview, and I was like, okay.
Oh my god.
I have no idea what the fuck I was doing.
But do you know what's funny? I'm not saying that you have to be the change, because I that's something that I don't like. I'll actually touch on that quickly. It's a bit of a sidetrack, but like someone was basically saying that with Skepta, it's not everybody that can be the people's champion, you know, like let him just go on, be himself, and
no,
that's
sorry,
it
he's too grown
no, no, no,
he's
no, 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 no. He shouldn't have been sticking it. No, he shouldn't have been sticking his hands in his ears, but he doesn't have to be the voice for the people. He doesn't have to be, but people always put that pressure on you to be that,
you know,
be that
what,
person.
Yeah? I don't think it's about being the voice of the people. It's about having just some sort of adultness in you.
Because yeah, no, that blah blah blah, that I can't believe it. I was like, wait, am I seeing things?
No, I get it. You know, when it's talking about politics, a lot of people don't want to talk about politics. But for you to put you are a grown
fingers.
Man.
He's 35, you know.
Like, no, you're
actually 35.
You're grown as fuck. And yeah. You put your fingers in your ears.
Yeah.
And people can see you. It's not even like, oh, they didn't film it. No, no, we saw you. Put your fingers in your ears like a grown man.
Yeah.
You know, someone was like, someone took that clip and they go, the dick must be spectacular.
Fam, no, for
like,
real.
Was like, it's okay,
she was like, and then she put her hand on his lap and everything. And she was like, I don't really want to talk about it either.
Bitch,
really?
If you don't give the fuck
really?
Out.
And then, because someone was like, oh, this is somebody, Naomi Campbell herself is someone that went to Nelson Mandela's house and asked if he had Wi-Fi. So, like, what did you expect from that interview?
You're 35!
Yeah, and she's 48, how old she is.
You're 35. If you do not have a newest opinion on racism, you are useless. I'm sorry.
No, but it's the fact that people wanted him to use the opportunity, because what was it again? What magazine again was it?
GQ.
They wanted him to use that platform to speak out, and that's what I was saying. So I was going back to the ACS thing. It's like, you don't necessarily have to be the change, but I didn't understand why so many of the university's students were, you know, they were outraged. But what are you doing then? What are you doing to better that situation? You're not doing anything. No. You're just waiting. But that's what I mean. So it's like, I don't know how.
No,
you know,
we've skipped. I'm so. It's not even. I can't even say I'm disappointed. I just cannot believe the. Well, like I just. Mm-hmm. I don't expect much from people, but what I expect is that at least a tiny bit of common sense. Like, that's
exactly,
all I expect.
Yeah. No, it's true.
Even
it's
if
true.
You don't talk about politics, that's fine.
Yeah.
Even if you don't talk about racism, that's fine. But you're a big man.
Yeah.
I've met 60-year-olds with better responses to questions mm-hmm. like that, and you are 35 years old, you respond like that. It's so shameful. It's embarrassing.
And it's funny because I used to be the type of person that I literally, if you know me, I'd say, oh my god, I don't talk politics, I don't discuss politics, until there was one guy that he's heavily into politics, and I told him this because he started talking politics, and I was like, oh god, politics, I don't want to talk. He was like, do you know we've had like a million conversations about politics. Politics is not just about the government. Politics is about when we're talking about race, we're talking about transgender rights, we're talking about ex. And I was like, oh, really? I had a dumb moment. I'm not gonna lie. I just always associated politics with the government and whatever. And I discuss it when the time is right. Like when it comes to voting, when it comes to, you know, someone, you know, being put in power, et cetera, et cetera. And I'll talk about it. But on a day-to-day basis, no, I don't. No. I had to force read the fucking Financial Times at uni, yeah. As part of my course every single fucking day, yeah. I do not want to talk about that shit. So, but yeah, I didn't know the politics affects us every single day.
His ears. I just can't get over it. He put
his fingers
in his ears.
I know.
My nephew doesn't even do that. He's six.
That's crazy. I'm so sorry.
He's 6 years old. Like, he even closed his eyes.
Oh my god.
No, that was just...
And he didn't even do it in the way that we would do it, like, as in... He actually proper put it, one finger sticking his arms out like a, literally like a 5-year-old.
No, that's actually so embarrassing. That was that's so actually funny. So embarrassing.
So also, something I wanted to talk about, actually, these niggas, they're back at it again. So they're doing this whole Houston girls thing. I'm not bitter. I don't give a fuck about what they talk about because they ain't nobody trying to date none of them. But I just feel like, I know that I always say that men have an agenda, but it's because they do, yeah? I feel like they're using it to spite us females and be like, ah, look at these girls, they're all better than you. What's in the water? We are so for black men in general in this country. We're always just like, you know, we love them, whatever. We don't say, oh, American guys, what's it with American guys? In fact, I think American guys are corny. We support our men. They, when any opportunity it takes for them to go against us, they will. So, oh, what, a couple of Houston, Texas babes came and posted their pictures and, oh, my God, what's in the war over there? Because we don't get girls like this. What's most Stacks bar? Because we don't get girls in the ends like this. That is basically what they were saying. And it's like, are you...
Personally, I just really withdraw from it because, you know, I too am from Houston, Texas. So, you know, speaking of Houston, Texas, bitch, Beyonce got a tour out, motherfucker.
You know what? Bitch, I might actually go just for the sake of going.
Bitch, last time I saw Beyonce was at the On the Run tour in Paris, and I saw her both nights and I cried both nights.
That was like, what,
2011? 14.
Oh,
bitch.
Okay, wow, sorry. This seems so long ago that you went. What the hell?
I know, I had hair back then. So, yeah, and I cried both dates. It was emotional, and this time I'm gonna cry as well because I'm going. I have to go. I'm gonna see
the
her live.
The most I will pay is £80. If there's anything you know more than £80, I'm not going.
I'm trying to go Gold Circle. I'm sorry, I'm here.
She's hinting.
Shots.
She's hinting.
Gold Circle VIP. Yeah, that's what we want.
A whole VIP.
Gold Circle.
She just checked the American prices, and they were $350. Yeah, like.
That's light, innit, boo?
That's light. Around £270.
That's light.
That's so light. Yeah, no, I'll probably go if the ticket is max I'll pay is £80. I just paid flipping, what, nearly £80 for a wireless ticket, so there's no way I'm paying that just for Beyonce.
And Jay-Z.
Oh, it's both of them. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter.
And they're going to have guests. I know they're going to bring out DJ Khaled.
They're going to bring out Rihanna.
They're going to bring out DJ Khaled. And Assad. King Assad.
I'm still trying to get a wireless ticket for Sunday. If you guys have one, please hit me up. I've only got Saturday.
But yeah, anyway,
no,
hi guys.
Was it? Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Anyway, hi guys. My name's Mila Joie.
And I'm Sam Ray.
And we are back with yet another episode. You guys know the drill. Send your DMs to qiscat.me/thepinkmatter or pinkmattercontact@gmail.com and we will answer them on the show. Advertising, pinkmattercontact@gmail.com. And if you would like us to be guests at your event, again, pinkmattercontact@gmail.com for any collaborations, pinkmattercontact@gmail.com. Because sometimes I have to repeat it. But yeah, let's get started with the show. Ever thought your highlighter was coming out more chalky than usual? Here's the solution to all your problems. Kemi Luxe Beauty has the most finely milled loose highlighters that vary in shades from the truest gold to a peachy rose gold. With over 8 beautiful shades to choose from, KLB adds the most perfect shine to your base. And that's not all they have. From the prettiest lip glosses with perfect formulas, liquid lipsticks that don't crack, shimmer body oils, and skin-loving products that better your base, KLB is the ever-growing high-performance makeup brand for the iconic woman. To get yours today, go to shopklb.com.
Okay, so today we're actually going to have a joint topic and asking for a friend. I feel like this dilemma that was posted by Aloni or submitted to Aloni was just too juicy for us to ignore. We wanted to elaborate. So I actually, do you know what, we'll get there. Let me just read the dilemma in case you guys have not heard it. So, hey Aloni, not sure if you answered dilemmas from men, but I'm lost for words. I recently asked my wife for a divorce because sadly our marriage isn't working. We even tried therapy, but still nothing changed. We have a 3-year-old, but my wife has said if I leave, I have to have full custody of our child. I feel like she's punishing me after slipping up in our marriage, but this is unreasonable. I work 5, sometimes 6 days a week, and occasionally I work abroad. I don't want to ask my family to take in our child. Any suggestions on how I can change her mind? I feel like a prisoner. We kind of touched on this on our last episode, but Jamila, what do you think?
He's a bastard. Babalawshi bastard. How fucking to dare you?
How can you say you feel like a prisoner?
To look after your own children. No, that you must have full custody. For that alone, you must have full custody. God. Because how fucking dare you? Are you the first person to have full custody or what? You don't know what full custody? No. Take your child. I came into marriage alone, I will leave alone.
Yep. And I agree with something that Jamila had tweeted. Like, is Martha, shout out Martha that showed me the light about this. But they have said full custody is a scam. Agree. And I don't understand anyone that was disagreeing. It is a scam because I don't understand why women, I'm saying this as a mother, yeah. I don't understand why women will be fighting for full custody of their child. And then it comes time to it. Your ex is flourishing. He's living la vida loca, jet setting from city to city, doing London to Dubai to Miami to Mexico. Yeah. And you're at home doing from London to Aldgate, going to work to nursery to fucking. Do you know what
it's
I mean?
It's a scam. Like, it's a scam.
It's a scam.
And people be like, what kind of woman doesn't want to be? What kind of man doesn't want to be with his child? Exactly. What kind of man does not want to be with his child? Why are you the first person? And the thing is, like, people are like, this is why I hate. I spoke about this maybe, I think it was the last episode where I was like, people have to say, oh, why did you want the child? Maybe she just doesn't want full custody. Maybe that's just it. She doesn't have reason to not want full custody. Not just want full custody.
When I don't have my son, yeah, I am so relieved. I can get things done. No, don't get me wrong. I love him to pieces and I miss him. Every time he's gone, I miss him. But it is a relief because I can get other things done. So there is no way. Why would you want your child 7 days a week, 24/7, when it's just you? It does not make sense. So joint custody, that's fair enough. Why are you crying? I don't understand. So what does he want? No custody at all? Does he want her to have full custody?
He said he works 5-6 days.
So what does that mean? Are you the first person? Have your child one day a week?
Are you the first person to not work?
Do you know what I'm saying?
I will be the weekend
mother
mom.
Herself. And this is why women are the stronger sex. And I will always scream that women are the stronger sex because we can do this. We can multitask. We can juggle things like that. It's men. You cut one child and you're crying. Imagine
you're not willing to sacrifice those days. Exactly. You don't love work that much.
Exactly.
Why do you want to go every day?
Exactly.
6 days a week, every day. Really? Really, nigga?
This is what I'm saying. Nigga? And then
even God rested.
Exactly. And that's that one day a week that he's talking about. You think you're God now? Like, I don't get it.
Niggas think they're God.
Do you know what I mean?
No. So, you got me fucked the fuck up.
What then happened is it then like moved on to a lady. She wrote a thread. I don't know, should I read it or should I not? Nah, I can't be to read it. If anyone saw it, basically what she had said is that she said that basically children are tiresome, they're, you know, draining, whatever. But then she said that they're a burden. She started off saying children are a burden. And that sparked like a big debate. It was just completely divided. Like, I can't say which way it swayed. But so Jamila's opinion on what she said. Would you like to take the floor?
So I feel like, I don't feel like she was, I mean, I get the word has negative connotations, don't get me wrong, but like any word that has negative connotation or also has neutral connotations as well, and that's what she meant by that.
Burden doesn't have a neutral connotation though.
It does.
It does not.
Heavy load.
Okay, but you said earlier
I
that
know
that's not
I said
what she
earlier,
meant,
but she explained what she meant by it as well. And that's what she still used it in that sense. She didn't use it
the
negative connotation.
That's why I feel like she should have chosen another word, because the reason I say it was I completely get what she meant. I didn't dismiss her actual point, but to use the word burden, I think, is a foul thing to call your child. And I feel like people were justifying and saying, oh, I was probably a burden to my parents. But none of your parents said that you were a burden. So you're actually just assuming. Do you understand? Everyone that said that, you're all assuming. Unless your parents said to you, yes, you were a burden to me when you're growing up. No parent's going to say that to their child.
I'm
sorry. I saw a particular parent. I think that was bullshit. I don't think that actually happened.
I think people were just saying that to
prove their point.
Do you know the reason why? Yeah, I understand why she used that word as well, because okay guys, so I'm currently doing my dissertation, right? And in doing my dissertation, you have to explain basically every theory that you have to use in it. Yeah, so in that sense, she explained why she used that word, and because I cannot take away from what she has said, because that's her opinion. She's one that stated the word bird in the first place.
Definition is not opinion, that's what somebody said. Definition is not an opinion. A definition is a fact. It will never change. This is what this word means. So you can't then change your meaning. No, but she was saying that she didn't mean it like that, though. She was saying, oh, I used it because... Remember you say something about she wanted like a better way to say an inconvenience or whatever. Or whatever she said.
No. I'll explain it. This is what she said, yeah. She goes... Someone said, they'll just flat out, basically what they did, she said her whole thread and they said, I don't agree with the word burden. That's literally, but the whole thread, like, I don't agree with the word burden.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, the reason why she used the word burden was because it's more than just a responsibility. And then she went on to further explain why she used the word burden. And she did not mean it with the negative connotations that people attach burden to. That's what she said. She explicitly said that.
Then in that sense, she was still wrong, because now I'm looking at it and her version of burden, even the typical heavy load, they meant physically. It doesn't actually mean figuratively. It's actually physically a heavy load. So the synonyms are load, cargo, freight, weight, etc., etc. And even the sentence that they used as an example was, sorry, I just deleted it. The sentence used, the sentence used was, she walked forward burdened with a wooden box. Because it's a literal,
That's used as a
verb. No, that was the verb version, but it was as in, the same thing. Burden, it was the heavy load. It actually says it here, that's what I meant, but I just went on to the sentence used. Does that make sense? So a load, a typical heavy one, load, cargo, freight, weight. But then the one that this, number two, the main theme of it, just a speech book. Okay, no, sorry. Wow, guys. You know, this is why you should read things before you speak.
These are the main theme of the book.
So the other meaning. What, is that the meaning of burden? I'm so dead.
Like,
I don't even
know.
The
English language is not fixed at
all. No,
that's,
I know
the
that,
thing.
But then in this instance, I'm sorry, you have to choose carefully what you say. Like, this one, where is it? Yeah, okay. I can't find. Okay, basically the one that I saw, it featured misfortune, distress, this, that, your, and that is what people typically associate the word burden with. And what I didn't like is people started saying, oh, you know, an ill parent. If you had an ill parent, you would say it's a burden to look after
them.
Can
I say, I understand your point, what you're saying about the words, but okay, if I say the word cold, what comes to mind?
Cold. I'm cold.
Okay.
Temperature.
English language has changed. If you search up cold as well, what will also come up is, oh, that's amazing. That's sick.
No, that's slang though.
No. It's been officiated. Like, it's been officiated.
Okay,
over 20 years ago.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is...
So if I search cold now in the dictionary, it's going to come up with
go
that.
Go on Oxford English Dictionary, OED.com.
Let me check. I'm just going to check cold meaning, because that is what we do.
Because the reason why I'm saying this shit is because even me, I'm currently... my dissertation topic, I can't bother.
It doesn't say that.
I'm studying the word bitch, right? Originally, the word bitch
it
was... you're trying it, bitch.
I'm being saying it doesn't say it.
No, but I'm OED.com. I just told you.
No, but why do I have to go on a specific thing? If it's a universal
Oxford,
definition...
English.
Yeah, but if it's...
Oxford.
Okay, but if it's
English,
a specific...
Oxford. English,
okay, congratulations.
Oxford, English,
congratulations.
Dictionary.
It doesn't matter.
Oxford,
congratulations.
Dictionary. Anyway, back to what I was saying, yeah.
But that's what I mean, it's not universally accepted as a definition yet. It's more accepted as a slang. And we
it's
know
not
that.
Accepted
we
as just
know
as
that.
A slang.
We know, yes,
it's
it is.
It's not just accepted as, it's
no,
been
as
officiated
universally
as...
accepted as a slang. That's what we do. We didn't say it was just
okay,
accepted as a
but
slang.
Like I
so
said, like
I'm
she
saying,
said, and like I said, the English language is not fixed.
No, because no, she used burden. She used burden in the way that she meant it. And I feel like she explained it after because she saw the backlash. I personally feel so, because you can't be saying that a child is a misfortune. Someone else had said something like, oh, a burden is something that you would rather not do or rather not have.
And that's further opinion.
Would you rather not... No, but it is... Nobody on this planet wants to be burdened with anything.
I am a burden. I'm a financial burden on my mother. And that's
but
the
it's
fact.
Not a burden. It's a financial... maybe setback or financial
I'm nobody setback bitch the fuck
financial obstacle you're financial something
no I'm a financial burden.
It's not a burden because a burden would be if your mum does not want to pay for it, then you'd be a burden. She wants to pay for your education. She wants to, do you understand what I'm saying?
No, I am I'm not talking about education. I'm talking about period, my entire life from beginning to end. I am a financial burden because she didn't have to do it alone.
What?
That's what I'm saying. Her thinking was rooted in single parenthood,
mm-hmm.
right? I am a financial burden on my mother.
Mm-hmm.
From birth till now, I have been a financial burden.
According to you?
No, to her.
According to you?
To her.
According to you?
To her.
No, she's probably not said you were a burden, though, Jamila.
Yes, she has.
She actually used the words, you are a burden to me.
Financial, she cannot wait to stop paying.
Yeah, that's different, though, Jamila.
Financial burden.
Okay, okay, you go ahead.
But she chooses to, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still a burden. I'm not saying she uses it negatively, but it's fact of the matter. I am burden a financial burden.
Burden is a negative word.
So that's
why I'm trying to say, why are people trying to take away the negative connotations of the word? Burden is a negative word.
It has several connotations.
It is negative always and forever. Burden is always going to be a negative word. You can never use the word burden in a positive manner. You can't. Tell me a way that you can use burden positively.
You can use burden positively.
Give me an example. You can't.
I just said I'm a financial burden.
No, but then that is negative. Because it's taking away money that your mum could have been splashing.
My mum's still... That's the thing. That's exactly what she meant. But it's not that... It's not just that you don't take away from someone. When you are someone's burden, you are not just... Burden does not take away the fact that you're a blessing.
No. I get what you're saying, but what somebody else said, I keep talking about what else, because so many people are making good points here. Someone said something like, a child is a labor of love. It's a labor of love. It's something that you're, for me, I would say, all the sacrifices that I've had to make, it's not been the best for me, but I will do it 100 times over because I want to, because I love my child. God strike me down the day that I ever call my son a burden. That will never happen because he is not.
And
he is not a burden.
Words, going back to words, if you take away of love, labor
is working.
Hard work.
Yeah,
grueling
it is.
Work.
Hard work. And that's why I said I didn't take away from her point. She made her whole thread was, I'd say, I can't remember, but that one, all people were like,
I feel like it's very reductive to be stuck on semantics then.
No, it's not.
It's very reductive
to be stuck
on semantics.
Because what she did is she's calling, she made a point, yeah, and it was a blanket point. You're basically, essentially what she was saying was she's calling other people's children burdens as well. All our children are burdens. That's what she was saying. And that's why people were getting defensive, including myself, because do not call my child a burden. Call your own child a burden.
But
don't
it was
call
a personal
a
attack.
No, I'm not saying
but
she stuck to her point. Her man said delete it. She was like, nope. She continued. She was like, yeah, because that is what children are. You cannot do that. If now, as other parents are saying, and I'm not being disrespectful, but she's not a parent. You don't know how it feels
parents
to be a parent.
Agreeing with her,
no, some parents were agreeing, but they were agreeing with her point. They won't agree with the word.
No, even barely.
I'm not gonna lie, I heavily searched that, and people were not agreeing with the. Some people were agreeing with the word and saying, "Oh, I don't know why people are getting pressed." But mainly, people were agreeing with the points she was making. But they were saying, "But she could have used a better word." It's really that simple. And I just feel like, personally, you can't. I got really, really offended by it because I was just like, it was insulting because I know how I feel about my child. And maybe when she has her own child and sits down and thinks about it, she's not ever. Those words will never come out of her mouth that her child is a burden, because you don't feel that. You never even think it. You don't feel it. Everything that you do, it may be stressful. You might even go into depression. But I'm not gonna. It's not a burden for me because I would, like I said, I would do it. I still want more kids. Do you know what I mean? And no one chooses to have a burden. No one chooses to have a burden. So people were like, okay, well, if it's such a burden, then don't have kids then. Everyone that was, I could say 95% of the people that were saying yes, children are a burden. If you were to ask him, do you want children? They say yes.
You can also flip that. If in the case that children are not a burden, there wouldn't be so many children in care. There would not be so many children.
And that's what to them, yes. Children are a burden to some people. But children are a burden.
But she didn't say all.
She said children are a burden. That's
yes,
what she
but
said.
This is the thing when people
you
this,
can't
this,
say some
this,
children
but that
are
is
burden.
Exactly
but you
thing.
Have to.
No,
and
wait,
you
no,
understand.
Listen. Wait, mm-mm. Listen. That's exactly the thing with Twitter. We refuse to just say, to just imagine the brackets sum. Okay, if I were to say men are trash, yeah, niggas are going to come in my mentions like, oh.
No, but all men are trash, so.
No. Let's just say we believe that some men are trash, yeah. If I say men are trash, niggas are going to come in my mentions saying, oh, but not all men. But it was literally, if it doesn't apply to you, it should not offend.
Should
that
I
is
tell
fact
you
of the
why?
Matter.
Should I tell you why? Because she wasn't talking about children that are in care or children that are difficult. She was talking about children that are the best behaved child in the world, still a burden. And that's why I'm not going to take what you've just said as a point. Because she was talking about
I still agree with her. I'm saying that. I'm not saying that as obviously because I'm not a parent. I'm saying that as a child. I know for a fact, that if it had come to it, my mum would have 100%. And because it was the reason why I agree with her point is because her point was rooted in the dilemma. That's the thing. Mm. Her whole thread was rooted from that dilemma. Because the man called himself saying that he was punished, being punished, saying that he's a prisoner. So if you feel that way about your own child, then of course...
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's a burden for him. That no, was 100% but again, a burden for
it
him.
It was rooted in
but
that.
But look at what he was saying about them. Oh, I'm a prisoner. I feel trapped. That's what you know. Rooted. Okay, your child
yeah,
is a
but
burden.
That's what I'm saying. Her argument was rooted in that. That's what sparked her argument.
That's fair enough. But then I feel like she should have worded it better then. In my opinion, I feel like she should have worded it better, because again I tried to make this point earlier about someone that said something about, oh, you know, sick parents, do you choose? I'm sorry, you don't choose for your parents to fall sick, to fall ill. That was the most stupid point I saw. Like, you don't choose for your parents to fall ill, so that can be a burden because it's forced on you. You choose to have children. You literally bust it open, fucked somebody, had a child, and you have the audacity to be saying, oh, my child is a burden. It's a burden. Oh, my God. Like, I'm sorry, like, suck yourself. Like, not you. So yeah, like,
no, I just anyway, going back to the dilemma anyway, I think,
oh yeah, we have you.
Yeah, the guy is a waste man, sorry, because that is exactly why I say full custody is a scam. I know, coming down to it, my mum would 100%, if not for the fact that I rejected, that I said I don't want to be anywhere near my dad for a majority of my childhood, for a fact, my mum would have wanted joint custody. I didn't live with my mum properly until I was like maybe 16. Literally, I did not live with my mum properly until maybe I was, and that was because she was constantly working just to be able to put me through school, just to be able to look after me, just to put clothes in my bags, be able to pay the rent, all of that. She was constantly doing all of that, and because my dad wasn't in the picture, he wasn't doing nothing, contributing in any kind of way, emotionally, mentally, physically, financially, like nada, like this nigga did nothing.
How was your dad as a carer?
To
who? You and your brother. Like, was he good with you guys? And forget his.
For the life of me, I cannot even remember
his transgressions or whatever you want to call them.
I can't even remember. I can't even remember.
Yeah,
and in terms of like my brother, would say this year, my mom always used to tell me, it was the way our family dynamics is set up. My brother used to be like to my mom, he's going to run away with me.
With you?
With me. Just me.
I'm so dead.
Just me. Like, he was like, you guys, like, he, and that's because of how terrible of a father my dad was. Like, he was a liar. He lied about, he would lie. Same. He would say, he used to buy me stuff. He was buying Same. Me shit. And I used to be a big daddy's girl. When he was in Same. My life, I was a very big daddy's girl. So they had split up twice in my lifetime. The first time they split up, I was still living in South London. And,
Same.
Yeah, so. He, what he had done, yes, yeah, so he used to come pick me up in his convertible that my mum had bought, his convertible, and he'd take me to McDonald's, and he'd just get gas of these, buy me McDonald's money. It's like £1, guys. Like,
do you know what my mum, now that you actually said, I need to actually make a point, my mum said something like that. She was like, you guys didn't even see you. She was like, you were a daddy's girl, you know, loved your dad so much, and used to piss me off because you guys didn't even know he was out cheating. He'd come back or bring you some toys or bring you something, and you'd be like, yay, daddy. Like, you don't even know. But the thing is, my dad was actually good with kids. Like, my dad's amazing with kids. That's the thing. Like, he has a flipping, I don't even know, how does my dad, 53, turning 54 soon, he's got a flipping 4-year-old or 5-year-old. My dad's not serious. He's got twins, and he's got us, me and my two brothers. He's got 6 kids. He loves kids. So he was good. My mum could trust him with the kids. But there are some parents that may not actually trust their partner with kids.
Was my dad a good father? I couldn't even tell you if my dad cooks.
My dad's an amazing cook.
I know nothing about him. So either way, even though he was my father, I don't think my mum would be able to trust leaving me with him, because to be honest, when she had to leave me with him one time, this was when she had went Nigeria. Actually, she didn't go Nigeria this, but that's a whole nother story. Yeah, he took me to his side chick's house, and his side chick was very abusive.
That's the thing, it's so irresponsible.
So it's like, she was abusive, her children were abusive, so it's like, I don't know, could he be trusted? Like, can you be trusted with me? He's not somebody I would say, yeah, that's a great father. Now he's got a newborn baby. He stole my fucking surname.
Yeah, my dad gave all his daughters the Ray suffix. Do you know how annoying that was? Like, what the hell?
I can't even say my father would be a good father. However, let me go, like, you know, the thing is, yeah, because I'm mad petty, yeah, like, if I was to find out that my dad was to refer to me, like, as a punishment, or he felt like a prisoner having me, I would literally be in your house every day.
What did you even do?
I'm mad petty. I would be in your house every day.
That's why I'm not going to lie. Now that my dad's, like, back in my life, yeah, I just, any opportunity I have to milk him, I will. Like, my dad as well, like, although he could be trusted,
also kidnapped my brother for, what, 6 months? My little brother, when he was 6 months old. For 6 months. My mum said she used to walk in the street, pushing, like, me in a buggy and my older brother. No, I wasn't in a buggy. I was four.
Grown-off girl, actually.
But she said she'd see other women pushing their buggies. Sorry, that was it. See other women pushing their buggies, and she would literally just burst into tears. That is what my dad did to her. Can you imagine? And it while he was there, he was living with a stripper and my little brother. So irresponsible. My brother came back with the worst ear infection, but that's because it was that prolonged period of time. If it was a thing where it was alternating, my mum would have caught on to it one of the times that, you know, he was back with her. I just feel like shared custody is the way forward. It lifts the what's
emotional, mental, physical, everything. Financial. Like, I can't even lie to you, yeah. If I would, I know I'd probably still be petty again and just not talk to him for 10 years. But if I wasn't a petty person, I would have let my mum be able to share that responsibility with my father. Because I know how much of a toll it is. I've been going to private school since I was 6 years old. And let me tell you this, private school is not cheap at all. Mm-hmm. And my mum has paid for it from beginning till now. She's still paying my uni fees. So this one probably spent like over 100k on me, and that's minimum in my age. So at the fact that it should have been able to split that between my dad and her, I commend her completely for being able to take care of me.
Be saying I'd be prisoner.
Someone,
I'm not joking. Oh my god,
take the child.
Shout out to those real, like, hardworking men that sacrifice, you know, for their children, because it's not easy.
I don't even want to shout out to them because I can't applaud official swimming.
No. Should I tell you why I'm still going to say that? I'd say this because I meant the single ones. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like we are supposed to kind of be, we're supposed to have partners in life. You're supposed to raise a child together. So I mean the single fathers, because I'm not going to lie, the responsibility always seems to fall on the woman. And so for men to actually step up.
I don't
want to
be the primary caregiver. I really, you know what, yeah, I can't even lie. If I'm to divorce, yeah, I want to be the weekend mum. I gotta be the main mum.
Do you know what I'm saying? And that's the thing, that's what you have to discuss as well. But then in that case, then so what happens? Do you pay child support?
You wish it to me too. If
you have the child for less time, do you pay child support? It's a good question.
Hey, child support in this country is a bust anyway, so you're gonna get like £20 a week.
It's actually a joke.
You're gonna get £20 a week, boo boo. Honestly, it's not that deep. Like, I feel like we are constantly being told that we have to be the primary caregiver.
And then if you don't want to be the primary caregiver,
you're a bitch.
Exactly, you're this, you're that. Like, you're a bad mother. You actually get called a bad mother.
I don't want to be the main one.
Exactly.
I don't have to breastfeed them anymore. I don't understand what you can't do that I need to do.
Do you know what? There was a girl, she said that her parents aren't together anymore. She's one girl that she follows us with. I don't know if I want to say her name because I don't know if she'd want me to. So she was talking about how her mum and dad literally live one street apart.
I wouldn't do that.
And she literally can just flip between both houses calmly. Just whatever. I stayed at my mum's house. Do you know how lit that is?
Like,
my dad must live in Manchester. That's how he runs away from everything, because he lives all the way in flipping Manchester.
I feel like it's so typical of, like, it's misogynistic for me for you to say that. Oh yeah, I don't understand why women don't. I don't want to. Okay, I don't even have to have a reason. You know what? I don't need to have a reason. I don't want to. That's
Do you know what it is? It's because they expect us to have that natural nurturing instinct, that mothering instinct.
I can still be natural kind of nurturing.
Thing. Not even that, but they mean it's in like, we are lions. We can't be away from our cubs kind
I'm
of
not
thing.
Lion,
no,
I'm
sorry.
Well,
go free,
wait,
spread your
that
wings.
What's that doesn't really give a fuck about their children?
Oh, damn. What is it again? I can't remember. I know what you're talking about. No, but that's the thing, because I am so the type of parent that I've always said this, and I know people will turn around and be like, oh, but you won't know until you have a child. Well, bitch, I have a child now. I am going to be the spread your wings kind of mother. I'm a tough love mother as well, so I don't say they're going, every time you do something wrong, let me kiss you. No, why did you hurt yourself? Because you went and did something you weren't supposed to be doing. That's me. But at the same time, spread your wings, little boy. Spread your wings, baby girl. Fly. That is me. I don't need you. You know when they say they're going to leave the nest? Leave. Oh yeah, go. Take the nest with you. When they say, oh, I'm going to uni. Yes, I will go. I will take you to that university. I make sure that you've actually enrolled to that university, so I know you're staying there and I can go back home to my empty home.
That's
that
the
is
freedom
what
my
I
mom
want.
Gives me.
Exactly.
The emotion, you need to be able to give your children emotional freedom.
That's
I think
exactly.
If you, what's that word? If you coddle them too much, that's when they become the annoying children.
That's when they become the typical Nigerian male.
Like, you, and that's just not what you want for your children at all. And then they'll become, that's how they become the whole, oh, I want to be the weekend father and whatever, whatever. No, we gonna do this together. Boom, me and you.
That's the thing. Like, it's like a lot of women are raising their daughter, they're raising their sons to be men that they don't want their daughters to be with. Does that even make sense? That is 100%. That's what we're doing. That's not we, because I ain't part of that. But that's what a lot of our parents' generation did. The mentality of some, I'm not gonna go into that because it's just way off. But just the mentality of some of these males are fucking trash. He's being
punished. Oh well, punished. Like, you have full custody.
Punished for having your child.
You have full custody. I want to be the weekend mum. That's
Mate,
it.
Do you watch Jane the Virgin?
I watched it temporarily. Oh, I don't really like it.
You. He's a stay-at-home dad now.
I'm fucking dead.
He's actually like, a full-time dad.
And the guys love to talk about how they would look like if their wife was earning more than them, they would love to be a stay-at-home dad. You guys must think it's roses and shit.
Honestly.
Because like, you're better excited to be a stay-at-home dad. Easy. You must think it's roses. I keep saying this, I looked after my niece and nephew, and bear in mind, they're not children anymore. Like, they're like, she's two, the other one's six, and I looked after them for 24 hours. I did not sleep in those 24 hours. Honestly. My eyes did not, and not because wouldn't let me sleep. No, my niece moves around the entire bed while she sleeps. I have a Swedish king-size bed. That's an extremely big bed. She moves around the entire bed.
That's what while they she do. Sleeps.
My they'll nephew managed to stay in the middle head, out of that, and they'll wake up. Oh my god! My nephew woke up at 6 a.m. Just when I was about to fall asleep, he woke up at 6 a.m. He was like, "Oh, it's time for Amira to wake up." Did she tell you?
Go back. Did she? No, I will slap you back to sleep.
Did she tell you she wants to wake up? Did she do telepathy? It was like, "Oh no, it's time for me to." No, she didn't tell you.
That's the thing, though. There's no such thing as your own time. You don't get me time. It is literally your child's time. Whatever your child wants to do, you will do. The child says jump. Bitch, you're gonna jump.
And they always want to talk.
Shut up. I'm trying to fucking watch, I don't know, Hell's Kitchen. Like, just shut up. Like, always seriously.
I always do this impersonation. You know, over there. And
hurry up. I'll just be like, okay, and I put on the minions. If that's gonna happen with me, no.
Oh, you're pissed.
He's gonna be such a talker. I can already tell. He's just so, oh gosh.
But yeah, guys, full custody is a scam. Don't let anyone try to trick you into being this full on mom and doing all of that. Because you know what? Not only with full custody, you don't even get to be a housewife. You don't get to be a stay at home mom. You have to work as well. Fuck that
exactly.
shit. Split that custody.
It's so funny how we actually literally are just talking to the woman. Because I'm sorry. To this man, you are fucking trash. You ain't shit. You're probably not listening to this, but for anyone that's in a similar position and is thinking the way he's thinking,
to the wife, babe, like, give him full custody. On God, if he wants to leave the marriage,
don't give him full custody. I feel like she's overdoing it. She's by full custody. I think she definitely is doing it as a what she feels is a punishment for him, which is just says a lot about them as people and as a couple, or whatever. But I definitely feel like it should be 50-50. It should be 50-50.
No, but maybe she just doesn't want full. Maybe she just doesn't want full custody. Maybe she just wants to be a weekend mom.
No, but okay, but she doesn't. Who has? She can't have say on that. Do you know what I mean? Like, they have to go to court. But I feel like even if it was a thing where the 50-50 doesn't even have to be half of the week, half of the week, it could literally be half of the month, half of the month. So she literally can have 2 weeks off in a row if she wants to. That would be. I love
give
that.
Give him full custody.
I would love that. You can go on holiday. You can do whatever.
Give
do you know
him
what I mean?
Full custody. He deserves it. For the very statement, he deserves it.
Punishment, you know.
No,
it should be.
No. Ooh. I came into this marriage alone, and what I'm going to do, I'm going to leave alone. Mm-hmm. Take your seed with you.
Go to prison instead, then. Because to be prison is better than looking after your child.
The child bears your surname. Don't piss me off. Take your seed.
Oh, my God.
Take your seed. Doesn't have my surname. Doesn't even look like me. Take your seed.
I'm not even sure it's mine.
Shit, you could have done a surrogacy shit on me. I don't even know. That's not my kid. Gosh. Take your seed. Looks like you. Has your surname. You're telling anyone you think you're a prisoner. You don't. To give it to your family. You have come up with all the solutions you don't want to do, except the one that you've been given, full custody.
Exactly. Take it full custody. So what is this? Exactly. He hasn't even come up with a solution. He's not come up with an alternative. What do you want
to
do?
He basically wants her to, tell me how I can convince her not to. No.
Exactly.
Have your full custody.
Exactly.
For that, the audacity, I keep saying the audacity, the temerity, the tenacity, you need to go to Aloni and ask her what you can do to get to not have full custody. No, you're going to have the full custody.
Man.
You deserve the full custody. That's what you get. Next time, you won't be acting like, it's punishment. I feel like a prisoner. You deserve it.
happy Diwali and them men.
Mm-hmm. Happy Holi.
Happy Holi. Mm-hmm. I love that video
so much.
She's so cute as well.
But like, yeah, guys, thank you so much for listening in. You guys know the drill. Pinkmatterconact@gmail.com or qscat.me/thepinkmatter. We will answer them on the show. Anything else? Oh, yeah, look out, guys. We are up to something.
We're so excited.
I think we're doing a behind the mic next episode. Watch out for our next guest. Don't forget,
on Wednesdays we listen to Pink Matter.
Ooh. Right on the dot, 4 o'clock. Okay. Yeah, so this lady, did you see she emailed us? Yeah. This lady, she emailed us about, oh, how was our thing?
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're good. Thank you.
How was our order? I'm going to blast the whole face.